Lord, our Lord, you who stand from everlasting to everlasting, whose very words created the heavens and the earth and then filled them with your glory, to you this day, this very moment, we offer our thanksgiving. We offer our praise. We bow before you, O Lord. We are in awe of your splendor and majesty. You are holy, holy, holy. And yet in this moment, you give ear to our praises, to hear our cries, our pleas. You forgive us. You watch over us and love us. O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We will gather this morning and be reminded of who our God is and how great is his name in all the earth. And we in our worship of him will be called to remember who we are, his people. We go to honor the risen Lord, our Lord, Jesus, who is the Father's Christ, the Savior to this broken world. He is healer to the sick, the ransom paid so that the captive could be set free, and he is a comforter for the grieving. His is the only name under heaven by which we must be saved, that we can be saved by, and he is the joy and the hope of our salvation. It is through him and him alone that we may come to know the Heavenly Father, the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah. And so I cry, bless the Lord, O my soul, bless his holy name. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, and who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs, and the autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere, and I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Psalm 84. Psalm 84 is about praise. It's a longing, a trust in being secure. It's knowing that you're protected and are blessed. There is an admiration that fills your heart as you begin to understand the sacrifices that he made so that you would know peace and taste life. You see, you live in a world that hates you as strongly as it hated him because of who he was, and you because of your belief in him. They now hate you also. Trials come, problems arise. Temptations present themselves, and we often feel like our backs are up against the wall, like our friends and family have abandoned us, like we have a target on our back. These we become aware of when we take our eyes off of the Lord and focus on what makes us happy, sad, angry, or jealous. It's when we choose to wander where we should not go, and please have pleasure where we should not, rather than practice what we know is right. Trusting him is not just something we say, but it's something we truly believe, something we show by our actions. As sojourners on a pilgrimage, on a journey, we travel through the valleys not because we want to, but because we must. We climb to the mountaintop victorious. We find living water in the valley of the shadow of death, where a barren desert that to the eye has no life, and yet from it blessings appear, where it was thought that none could be found. This, all of it, is beyond us. It is the might and the power and the strength of the Lord that sustains us when we give our lives over to him. Our trust is in him, in who he is. That is the mighty power that will sustain us. Our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The psalmist knew this. Perhaps he had found in himself at a place where his worship may have been hard to enter into. Many reasons or circumstances can subtly find their ways into our lives, such as trying to do too much, or in these days, the overwhelming feeling of the blast coming at us 24/7 from the news cycle of doom. We find ourselves so distracted that we can become frozen in place, and rather than display our faith or tell of our trust in the Lord, we silence our voices. Commitment without desire? Is there such a thing? Our heart, our soul, and our strength yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. Have you ever sat down with your Bible, opened it up, and before you finish the first few words in the passage, a peace has washed over you? You can feel it start at the top of your head, and it just cascades gently over you. It is amazing, and you realize the freshness of living water, and how at that very moment you feel so renewed, refreshed, and drawn closer to God, because you have been drawn into that moment with God, and His Word has filled you. I pictured the Valley of Baca, it's also called the Valley of Tears, as a place dry, barren, filled with hardships, a place where the elements will cause us to look deep within ourselves, where we will be tired and tested, tried. Jesus was in the desert for those 40 days and nights. He was tired. He was thirsty and hungry. And that which sustained Him also will sustain us, being the hand of God. The Holy Spirit seeks to lead us on our journey. He is the very Spirit of God who, if we will follow Him, will lead, teach, correct, convict, encourage, and help us to remember. You see, no good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless. It doesn't say perfect, it says blameless. To be blameless is to walk seeking God's will, to be devoted, in love, in relationship with Him. And don't get me wrong, there are none who are completely blameless, as there will be sin entering into our lives until the day we draw our last breath and are called home. But here it refers to those who have sought and found forgiveness, those who are sincere and genuine in their relationship with the Lord. King David was a man in this standing. Sin, yes, he did, like you and I, was prone to weakness, and yet his love for God was real. David is referred to even by God as a man after his own heart. It is in our continued journey with the Lord. It is our faith, our trust in Him, that He will lead us by the hand through the valleys. It is from His strength to His strength that we travel. In our confessing our weakness to Him, confessing our need of Him, confessing that we cannot do it on our own without Him, it is a confession before Him that we need Him every moment of every day of our lives. It is because of His strength that we are able to walk through those dry, barren, and parched valleys. It is then that we climb with Him to the mountaintop, and we are able to close our eyes, to take in a deep breath, to raise our arms, raise our voice in song, and give praise to the Lord our God, our rock, our refuge. This is the hope of and in the Lord. And as the psalmist says, O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in You. Today, take the burdens that are like blocks of concrete that are weighing you down and give them to the Lord. And when hardship, sorrow, and grief have squeezed your heart and it feels hard to breathe, call upon the Lord. And when you're harboring unconfessed sin, humble yourself before Him and cry out to the Lord. And when your pride has left you offended, when the only voice you can hear is your own, when you are broken spiritually, mentally, or physically, run to the Lord. You see, there's nothing He can't do, nothing He doesn't know, and He has already seen what you have tried to hide from Him. So if you're not in a personal relationship with Jesus, or if you're only going through the motions of one, you may be fooling friends and family, but you're not fooling yourself, and definitely not the Lord. Others may and will let you down, but He never will. Deep are the valleys, narrow are the trails. Rocks block our path, the clouds will hide the moon, the sun parch our throats, and we will come out of there weary with bruised bodies. You see, the journey is so difficult at times, especially in times of cleansing, of healing, of confession. And that is often when we confront our own shadows, when we come to know that how weak we truly are. And we come to know that if we will call upon the Lord, we will not be left alone to figure it out, but we are shown the way through His Holy Spirit, and His strength will bring us through. In 2 Corinthians 12, it says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." There was a baby in a manger, a cross on a hill, an empty tomb, a resurrection, God's Son come back to life. And by this came the invitation to you and I to become a child of God, to be raised out of the ashes from a sinner to a saint. That, my friends, is amazing grace.